Along the tsunami-devastated coasts of Sri Lanka, residents are beginning to put their lives back together. In the tourist communities, a massive cleanup is underway. Elsewhere, Sri Lankans are beginning to confront the element that unleashed the catastrophe, the sea itself. NPR's Philip Reeves reports on a fishing village along Sri Lanka's southwestern coast.
The fishermen of Sri Lanka always knew they'd have to come back. They knew they'd soon have to return to the sea, on which they depend for their livelihood, but which turned its might against them so devastatingly. Today, that's what Warasena Mendes is doing.
How do I live? We cannot do another job. This is our job.
He stands on board his small fishing boat, surrounded by a somber-faced crew of half a dozen men. They're preparing their nets before setting out to sea for the first time since the tsunami. Getting them to agree to set sail at all wasn't easy.
This is the third day we've been trying to take off for fishing. The crew was scared by rumors of cyclones and stuff like that.
This is Hikkaduwa. It was once a thriving fishing port on Sri Lanka's southwest coast. But only a few fishermen are able to set out again. Such was the damage caused by the tsunami.
So there are about a total of 10 boats going out.
And before, how many would go out from here?
Benda isalla boatu kiyak vithara yayida.
Kiyana okkoma arana pulwan pulan danda minissu rassaya.
Boatu 1000k vithara giya 1800k adi. I would say over 1000 boats.
Warasena Mendes is a small and wiry man, whose sea-weathered features appear older than his 55 years. He's been in the fishing business all his working life. He owned 3 boats, but only one escaped the tsunami. He feels he has no choice but to get back to work.
Well, my friends and family, a lot of them are depending on solely on me for survival right now. My sisters, my brothers and their families, the ones who survived, are now depending on me for survival.
Preparations complete, he steps off the boat, unties the ropes, and stands on the dock ready to push off. He leans down, slaps the boat on the side, and plants a kiss on the bow. As it swings around, he slips on his sandals and watches his boat chug out towards a setting sun. The sea's so serene, it's almost impossible for an outsider to imagine the assault it unleashed here just a couple of weeks ago. But not for Warasena Mendes. He lost his sister, 3 nieces and a cousin. He's finding it hard to return to the waters.
Yes, there is a fear in me. I mean, we lost so many lives, and yes, and it's lives who are going out there again. So, yes, I am concerned.
Before the tsunami, his fishermen would sail back into harbour in the night, but now they're fearful of coming ashore in darkness.
Yes, before the disaster, if the catch was good, we would be back sometimes at 10, 11 in the night, but now we're scared to return in the night, so we have to hang out at sea till the morning. See, the boat and the crew will be safe at sea rather than the shore if anything happens.
After the dawn breaks and they return with their catch, Warasena Mendes says he'll be waiting.
I will be waiting for my boat in the morning on this pier.
On a beach beside the harbour, 200 yards away, 61-year-old Yasser Ratner's also getting ready to go out fishing. He loads up nets and paddles, gas lanterns, bread and fresh water. All around there are wrecked boats, hefty-looking trawlers lifted off their harbour moorings by the waters and dumped here. But Yasser Ratner's much smaller boat survived. When the tsunami swept in, he was fishing 4.5 miles out in the Indian Ocean. He says the tsunami just slipped beneath his boat.
It was like a lake out there at sea. We didn't feel anything.
He only realized what had happened as he drew into the harbor.
We saw other boats damaged and floating around, but it's not until we came over there that we saw the damage proper.
Braving the seas again is made harder still by the knowledge that whatever the fishermen catch may be hard to sell. Prices have dropped sharply because Sri Lankans have stopped eating fish, fearful that they've been tainted by feeding on corpses in the water.
People who think this are essentially fools or uneducated.
But Yasser Ratna sets out to sea in the belief that the common sense of Sri Lankans will eventually prevail. He thinks they, like the fishermen of Hikkaduwa, will in time overcome their fears. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Colombo.